WGCH Newsletter Time 7:54, second Thursday of each month, joined by State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderfully, Tony. Thank you very much for the reminder call today. I'm on the road to Hartford, so you caught me and got me on. Thank God.
All right. I always want to do that. And the session got underway last week, which, of course, a lot of pomp and circumstance. But then a real downer and, you know, a tragedy with State Representative Williams being killed. Your thoughts and how well did you know Representative Williams?
You know, I knew him fairly well. I'd have to say the last session, we weren't on any committees together and we were in the midst of COVID. So I had less contact because he's up in Middletown. Right? So I saw him during the general session in the chamber. He was a delightful guy. He was a positive energy. It's amazing how many people he touched when you listen to the tributes. And I was with him that night at the governor's ball, which we did at the Bushnell. So, you know, the two of us were like ships passing that night. I was busy with government officials, lobbyists, et cetera, as was he. And I must have passed him three or four times, and I patted him on the back, or I think I gave him a hug. But we didn't exchange many words because we were both busy in our outreach and as legislators. And I must have left, and I saw him engaged in conversation, and I patted him on the back as I left around, I want to say, probably about 11, 11:30, and shortly thereafter he departed, and he suffered that tragic accident,
right.
I mean, he was hit head on by oncoming traffic,
right?
You know, and if you think about two cars traveling at 50 miles an hour in opposite directions, it can't be survivable. It's just horrible.
Yeah. All right. At the State of the State by the governor, he talked about middle class tax relief. Maybe a little more details coming out now. What do you think, and what form do you think this is going to take?
Well, I'm sure it's going to result in a marginal cut in the tax rates below a certain income threshold, so it should benefit the middle class. So I'm pretty happy with that. You know, I think it's a sustainable type of a tax cut. I think our balance sheet looks pretty good. The projections for a surplus are robust, which will provide us with a fair amount of wherewithal to continue to pay down debt to free up yet more dollars for tax relief or for stimulus for the economy. So I didn't think we would be as robust or be in as robust shape as we're in. And now I think it's important that we stay the course because we do have unfunded liabilities we've still got to continue to pay down.
What about relief for tax or for consumers, residents, for utilities, electricity relief that's been talked about? What's going to happen there, do you think?
You know, there's a certain amount of tax relief or benefits on the energy plan. I sat in my original energy and technology meeting, but it was an organizational meeting. So I tell you that I have not seen the full-throated plans yet on what we're going to do. I know it's in the works, so I'll reserve judgment. I expect in the next 3 weeks or month it'll flesh out better.
All right, and what committees are you going to be serving on? Any changes, or what committees?
Yes, I'm no longer vice chair of Bonding, Revenue, and Finance, and that's a structural issue because now I'm chair. I was made chair of Commerce, which I'm thrilled with. So I asked for the chair's position. I got it. It's basically to promote business, manufacturing, tourism, et cetera, in the state. So I'm going to be chairing Commerce with Senator Joan Hartley, who's another stalwart supporter of the state and the economy of the state. I'll be sitting on Bonding, Revenue, and Finance, but as a general member. I'll be on Energy and Technology. And you're catching me in my hour and 20-minute ride up to Hartford for an Insurance and Real Estate Committee. So I'm on four committees. So the difference is I'm on Commerce and I'm off Transportation.
All right. Fantastic. State Representative Meskers, want you to drive safely and get up there with a little bit of rain coming down, and we'll talk again next month. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Johnny. Have a great day.
You too. State Representative Stephen Meskers.